Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Quantum Papers Limited Q4 FY24 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Shetty. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth, we are delighted to host senior management of Quantum Papers Limited. From the management side, we have Mr. Pavan Khaitan, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Rohan Garg, CFO of the company. So we'll start the call with the opening remark from the management, then we'll move to the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Pavan, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our earnings conference and financial year ended 2024. Let me first start off by thanking our host, Nuvama, for hosting today's earnings call. I will be taking you through the quarterly and annual business highlights, following which Mr. Rohan Garg, our CFO, will take you through the financials. Despite financial year 2024 being a challenging year for the paper industry in India, we at Quantum did well and maintained EBITDA margins of 27.5% in financial year 2024, despite facing pressure from the market and challenges of increased imports. The company has initiated various cost optimization and efficiency programs. We have initiated Project Nirman, wide optimization journey utilizing AI, advanced process controls, which is Industry 4.0, enhanced operational efficiency and bottom-line performance. We have also upgraded our Turbine 4 with the state-of-the-art technology that will result in generating 15% additional power from this turbine with the same steam consumption. I would like to share that we have introduced a new product, Quantum Cora, which is specifically designed for the notebook segment. This high-quality paper has been crafted with almost 90% agro pulp, which is through extensive R&D over the last year. To bring about focus on environmental, social areas, we have gone live with our online ESG tools for comprehensive evaluation of KPIs across the operations. Under our motto, "Quantum for Earth," production has been enhanced to 40 lakh clones through the installation of new high-tech chambers at our house nursery. Our unrelenting focus on water conservation has resulted in savings in consumption by about 5 cubic meters of water per ton of paper in this financial year. We launched a mill upgradation and modernization plan, and I'm pleased to share that commercial discussions and orders are well underway. This will result in an increase in production by 50% manner over the next two financial years and will truly mark up in our overall operations. Now, I will hand over to Mr. Rohan Garg, our CFO, to give you a brief about the quarterly and annual financials for FY24. Thank you.
Thank you, Pavanji, and good afternoon, everyone. I would like to brief you on the financial performance of the fourth quarter and also the full financial year ended March 2024. For the fourth quarter under review, operating revenues stood at 299 crores with EBITDA of 64 crores. The company was able to maintain its net sales at rupees 74,500 per ton in quarter four, which was in for FY24. EBITDA levels declined from 20% in Q3 to 21.3% in Q4, mainly loss on sale of old machinery, which was kept on standby post the commissioning of the backward integration project and was finally sold in the current quarter. Profit after tax for the quarter amounted to rupees 34 crores with PAT margin of reported at 11.35%. Moving to the financial year ending 2024, the company's operating revenue reached at 1,211 crores, indicating an year-on-year decline of 7.5%, which is primarily due to decrease in the sales realization. The average sales by 24 was rupees 77,000 to rupees 90 per ton for the financial, which was an extra. EBITDA for the at rupees 3 crores with a healthy EBITDA 1.5%. He was able to maintain this EBITDA level decline in sales realization due to continued focus on process and cost optimization. The net profit is reported at 100 crores, which grew by 35%, driven by significant reduction in that we were able to do over the year. PAT margin reported at 15.2%. Pleased to inform you that the board has also recommended a final dividend of rupees 3 per share, that is 300% on the face value of rupees 1 per share financial 2024. With that, we now open the answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Our first question is from the line of Kunal Tokas from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Okay. And also, before I ask my question, may I point out that the management's voice is pretty low and muffled. So if you can do something about that.
Can we unmute, go ahead with the other number which was being provided? Because
we'll just switch over.
Yes. Yes, please. Sir?
Yes?
Please go ahead, sir.
All right. So my first question is, you gave us the number for the realization for the full FY24. That was 77,000, down from 96,000. 96,000 was clearly abnormal. What was the figure for Q4?
The Q4 is about 70,000.
I'm sorry?
Your voice is breaking on this particular line.
Hello, can I audible now?
It's not that clear.
We are trying the other line that we were put on to. Would this be better? The earlier line would be better?
Sir, on the earlier line, at least we were able to hear you a little bit, but in this, not
okay. I'll switch back to the earlier one.
Sure.
Can I request to repatch us on the earlier line?
Sir, I have unmuted your earlier line. We can turn that. Sir, I have unmuted the earlier line. Please go ahead, sir. Participants, please stay connected while we get the management line back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reconnected the management line back. Sir, Kunal sir, can you please again proceed with the question?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're loud and clear.
Sorry about this.
It's all right. No problem. My question was, your sales realizations have dropped from the unusual level of 96,000 to now more realistic 77,000
right.
for the full year FY24. What was the number for Q4?
Q4 was average was about 74,000.
So further drop. And
yeah. So currently okay. we are at those levels. Because yearly average is more because in the earlier part of the year we were still continuing from our high of 96,000, so gradually it's come down.
Okay, sir. And what do you, what according to you was responsible for the steadily falling NSR, and related to this is what is your outlook for this?
I think basically the market condition, the industry is in pattern, and largely because volumes, the supply side and the demand that is there in the country has been actually accentuated by two issues. One is increased imports into our country from the, as well as because of the Red Sea, our exports have come down from last year. All that extra volume is finding it in the Indian market, and this extra volume obviously is putting a little bit of on pricing, and that's why it's the reason this price decline. But nonetheless, it has come on the a decrease in cost of inputs as well. Let's maintain our EBITDA margin 27.5-28%, which also is quite a robust performance, I think.
Surely, sir. And if we move further down the P&L statement to your gross margins and to your raw material costs,
yes.
Can you give some insight on what the trend looks like? Have the costs increased for timber as well as agro pulp, and what is the outlook?
No, at
ladies and gentlemen, line for the management have been dropped. Please stay connected while we reconnect the line back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management line reconnected. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes. Sorry for all this technical impasse, but thankfully we are back. So as I was saying, the agro pump cost continues to be sustained what we've witnessed in the previous quarter. In fact, we've seen a further kind of decline because the raw material import to this resource is further going in for a correction and going down by a few hundred rupees per ton on the import costs. So we are seeing the favorable trends on our agro pulp costs, and that should continue for at least about 3 odd months or till the quarter ended September at least.
And wood pulp, sir?
Wood pulp continues to be the same. Wood pulp is being managed at very, very similar costs. No change either upward or downward in the from the past year. And we are managing our wood pulp procurement at the same cost as last year, not incurring a higher cost. And some even improved wood pulp continues to be at good levels because we managed to buy these of pulp at reasonable price and offset this high imported wood prices and by not being into those prices.
Okay, sir. And if we look at your EBITDA margins, they have been coming down since the last 1.5 years, and that is as we know because of the unusual year last year. But you have been saying for the last 2 con calls that your EBITDA margins will remain stable, yet they have continued to come down. Where do you see your EBITDA margins stabilizing now?
Yeah. Well, perhaps, Kunal, last year our EBITDA margin was at about 28% plus. and this year we grew 27.5%. And I think considering the challenges that we're facing, declining pricing and challenge from the board, I think the reduction of 5% doesn't be quite meaningful. And I appreciate that we've been able to maintain EBITDA margins, healthy margin. And in fact, this is on the back of loss on our sale of fixed assets that we needed to book, which we've mentioned, which our CFO, Mr. Roshan, has mentioned in his outline. And we needed to sell these assets because in about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we did a backward integration project where some of these older machineries were sidelined, were needed to be mothballed, and we've sold that machinery, and that loss on sale has amounted to about 1.5% on our overall EBITDA margins. So if our operational EBITDA margins are still touching about 29%, so I think I would be correct in saying that we are still being able to maintain our EBITDA margins. And going forward, I would say that other than about 1% or 2% change either ways, we should be able to be in the same range of about 28%-29%.
Sir, if I were to inverse this question and
Yes.
say,
Yes.
and ask a hypothetical question, what
Yes.
would be the margin level
Yes.
below which you would hesitate to commit more capital to the business? I mean, I know there are a lot of things to consider, but
Right.
if you can answer that.
I think there's a long budget available, Kunal, at 29%. There's still a lot of budget to move around with. Even if I earn about 18%, I'll still be able to commit and continue my CapEx plans because they are going to further add to my top lines and bottom lines quite heavily.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that answer. And
Yes.
just another quick question. What does the international pulp price trend look like? Because the international pulp prices are a major reason
Yes.
for the
Yes.
high imports into the country.
Yes. So I think currently the levels that are about $850 per ton on softwood and about $800 per ton on hardwood. Future-wise, I would see them settling down around $650-$700 level. There should be a decline because I hear of new capacity being created, and that would increase the supply of global pulp. And that's why my reason of stating that pulp will then normally will trend at about $600, $650-$700 per ton, and will rest at that.
Did you say $700?
Yes. Currently, they are at about 800, 850, but in future, if you see one or 1 to 3 year horizon, they should come down to and settle down at levels of about $700 per ton.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyan Wadhwa from Profusion Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
What would you think is the right level of output that you'd be able to achieve in FY25? Is it still 1.75 lakh tons? And how is the new plant or the new machinery progressing in terms of when do you think that will come online?
Thank you, Satyan, for the question. I think considering we are operating at about 73,000-74,000 rupees per NSR, I should see an improvement happening post-September. And I think the average NSR we should be able to achieve by about 7%, 6,000-7,000 rupees per ton.
think the last quarter normally tends to be the best industry, and that trend should come back. Other than the hiccup that we saw in the last quarter of 23-24, but history suggests that the last quarter normally is the best, and that is why we are budgeting for a higher average realization for ourselves, and we should sell at about 76,000-77,000 rupees or thereabouts. And with respect to our capex, that's going on schedule. We are advancing on all our orders and discussions. Technical discussions are all over. Part orders for part machinery has already been placed, and we should be concluding all orders within the next 2 months. But our implementation period, which we have suggested for ourselves, part machinery will be commissioned by March of 25, and the balance in the next year of 25-26. We are on track as far as that commissioning of that project is concerned.
Okay, great. And for FY25, is there any increase in the percentage of specialty paper that you can guide us to?
Yes, we should see. Currently, we are operating at about 15,000 to 20,000 tons annually. We should see an increase of about 5,000 to 6,000 tons from that segment, which is a good 20% increase over the last year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
So my first question is regarding the industry outlook. So can you give an industry outlook with respect to domestic paper capacity addition or any closure?
Praveen, there is none that is there in the offing. We do not envisage any, there is no question of any greenfield project coming in, because there are no announcements, nothing has happened, and we do not know of any closures as well. So I think we are going to see a similar trend of volumes that are there in the market, similar supply side. In fact, demand may increase because now with the elections getting over, the new government coming in, settling in, we should see the implementation of the new education policy getting executed, and that should give a fillip to the demand of paper, writing and printing paper in the country.
Can you quantify that demand, like in percentage terms?
That would be a little difficult right now, because it will only depend on which grades, which classes are the for which the new education policy will be implemented. If they're done in a graded manner, so only certain classes and not all, we should expect about a 5% increase in volume growth by the year, by balance of the year.
Yeah, with respect to exports, you said that exports have came down. So yes. Can you highlight the reason for that?
So this is that Red Sea crisis which is happening. The Gulf Channel is at the moment under duress with all those pirates and all operating in that area. And that is what has impacted exports happening from India to the Gulf areas and European destinations.
And imports is happening from Southeast Asian country and Chinese.
Yes.
Okay. And can you be, my second question is regarding the utilization rate. What is our utilization rate?
So our utilization overall is about 90% of installed capacity. But other, if you see it differently, it's 100% of machine available time. So there is that the machine is required to undertake to change various parts of the machine and things like that. So available machine has many parts we are operating on 100% capacity.
Yeah, that's true. My last question is regarding the guidance. Can you please provide the volume-based guidance for FY25?
FY25, we will touch about 165,000 tons with the implementation of the PM 1 and 2 towards the latter part of the year. We should see some increased volumes coming from the commissioning and modernization of these machines. So I think we closed this year at 156,000 tons. We should see ourselves closing at closer to about 1 lakh, between 1,66 and 1,68,000. About 10,000 to 12,000 volume increase will be there in the current year.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I'll join back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. Our next question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Patel, your voice is very much muffled and it's quite low. If you're using the speakerphone, may we request you use the handset, please?
If you see your now, am I audible?
Yes, better.
Yeah. So if you see your realizations for quarter four, it's around 74,000. And can we see a 10-15% jump going forward, or it will stay for 74,000?
No, we will certainly see a rise in pricing going forward. Maybe in Q2 it will remain on similar levels, but Q3 onwards we normally see a jump. Historical trends suggest that, and with the economy and education policy opening up, we should see a revised impetus of volume growth and demand coming in, and that should help lift up the prices certainly by about, as you suggested, 10-15% is there for the asking going forward.
Okay, and if I can get, what is EBITDA per ton for quarter four in the FY24 as a whole?
EBITDA per ton would be in the range of about 22,000 per ton on the financial year basis, and Q4 it's about 19,000 per ton.
Okay. And if I have to just ask you, 2 years out, like FY26, what kind of capacity we can do, like in tons, like?
So we are targeting reaching 675 tons per day, which will translate to about 2,55,000 tons per annum.
And what kind of, and can we expect the EBITDA margins to grow from currently, let's say, quarter four, it's 21%, to getting back to range of, say, 25-28%, somewhere between there? 2 years out, after all of this, our capacity gets into play.
Yes, certainly that's clearly going to happen, because I would say that this 21% is a little bit of an aberration, because as I had mentioned earlier, we had to book a loss on our sale of fixed assets, and that has dented about 5% on our EBITDA margins for this quarter alone. So if you see operationally, we are still commanding an EBITDA margins of about 26-27%, and our yearly margin even this year is about, without, if you don't adjust loss on sale, we are in the range of 8%. I think going forward, even if there is kind of a aberration in the market situation, 26-27% is an EBITDA margin we will surely be able to achieve. That's the low point of our operation. But I think the kind of initiations into cost savings and efficiency measures that we are undertaking and continuing to undertake, we should reach the average levels of EBITDA we are maintaining about 28-29%.
Okay. And if I can know, do you have any plans for repaying your debt? As well as now you are going to take additional 500 crores for your new capex. So can you just highlight any plans you have for debt repayment for the next 4-5 years?
I'll call in our CFO. He is a much better grip on this, so I'll ask Roshan to answer this. So I'll pick that up. We were to repay, normal repayment was about 72 crores this year in 23-24, but we've been able to repay an extra 25 crores of term debt in the last year because of healthy cash flow, and we've been able to maintain that additional repayment situation for ourselves. Going forward, I don't see any situation or concern at all in repayment situations, because even if you are taking this additional debt of 55 crores, there is going to be additional inflow, fund inflow, both top line and bottom line, the additional capacity that it's going to create. So we are budgeting that with this additional capacity of 70,000 tons coming in, we should be able to increase our EBITDA by about 250 crores every year. So that should be more than enough to take care of our repayment liability of the loan of 535 crores.
Okay. So just can you repeat what you said about that EBITDA increase by 250 crore per annum?
Yes, per annum. We are expecting our EBITDA to increase value-wise 250 crores annually.
Okay. Oh, thank you. This was from my side. Best of luck for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Rupani from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so my first question is regarding the paper prices and the pulp price movement. We are seeing an anomaly in the trend. Like over the past 2 quarters, the Chinese hardwood kraft pulp prices has moved up quite sharply. But what we are seeing that the domestic paper prices has been trending down. So this may be because of the cheap import pressure coming from China and Indonesia.
Right.
So I wanted to know whether paper prices in Asian market does not get influenced by the global pulp prices. If it gets influenced, then why we are seeing so much of disconnect between the global pulp prices and domestic paper prices? And what would be the trigger point which could result into better pricing environment in the domestic market in your view?
Sure. Good question. I would say that normally, if you see the trending in the over the past years, normally paper pricing has followed the trend of pulp pricing, a gap of about 2-3 months. As in how pulp prices have changed either positively or negatively, paper prices have followed the trend with a gap of about 2-3 months. But as correctly pointed out by you, this has not been the case of the last quarter or the last 2 quarters because of a certain other situation which is there in the Indian market, in the domestic market, because of the demand and supply situation. The demand is, though at a healthy position, it's not growing at the moment. There is a holdback by the community because the new education policy, which has already been announced, it has not yet been executed. So the printers, publishers, the vast lobby is not consuming large volumes of paper because it's not clear with the syllabus of the 70 pages of education policy lead to a different demand on the textbook and things like that. So they're preserving their consumption patterns at the moment. So the moment new education policy is going to be executed and thrown out in the market, I'm sure we're going to see a huge effect, positive impact by way of a demand growth, and that is going to lead to a change and a favorable price coming in and the prices happening in the domestic market.
Okay, Sir, just coming back to this point again, as per you, because the NEP has not been implemented, so the demand conditions are not favorable. But even if we see in the past, the printing and writing segment and coated paper market was growing at a low rate, and we have not seen such kind of a trend compared to the global market. Why we are seeing such kind of an anomaly? And as you are saying that the pulp prices are expected to come down in near future, so does this pose a risk that the paper prices might go down further in domestic market going forward?
So no, I don't think that will be correlated, because the fact that increase pricing, it has that increase in paper pricing because of a situation which has been created out of market reality, which is the demand and supply gap. There is the gap has reduced, supply situation has increased, and demand is stable where it is. The moment demand grows and the supply side is what it is going to lead to a rise in prices. That's how economics will come in, and that is how the economy will grow. So with reduction cost of wood pulp, there could be and may not be a decrease in prices because we have already absorbed the higher cost of wood pulp, where the industry is already sort of bearing that. And I don't think they're going to be willing to pass on lower costs. They're only going to better their higher costs and play it out in the market accordingly.
Okay. And so my last question is that, because the industry is suffering due to rising import, so whether the industry has filed or planned to file any petition with the government for imposition of ADD in uncoated paper category?
Yes, we have represented to the government, but I think all decisions right now are pending with the election happening. Once a new government comes in, that representation will again take force, and we are expecting the government to have a better listening ear to the industry, and that is how we will sort of see that the effect is going to come in. We have the ITMA, which is the Indian Paper Manufacturers Association, has already filed a pre-budget memorandum with the government and has suggested to look into this entire situation of the import scenario and taken suitable measures to control this in the future.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Govind Dalal, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I got only one question. Why year on year and quarter on quarter substantially our other expenses have gone up, sir?
Sorry, Govindji, I didn't get your question.
Year on year and quarter on quarter, our other expenses has gone up substantially. Hello, shall I repeat?
I heard your question. I am not sort of very clear about these figures, but I will have to take a look at the details and then come back. So I think the other expense should be included that loss of sale of fixed assets, which I just described, and that is what has been accounted for in this balance sheet. And that could be the reason why you are seeing and witnessing a higher expense on account of other expenses, because that is where we have clubbed it.
That is how much, sir? That is loss on sale of that is asset. That is absolute amount is how much?
This is about 17 crores, 16.79 crores.
Yeah, yeah. Then it tallies. So that includes in other expenses.
Yes. So it is, and it is one time. It's not going to be a recurring nature. So this is one time in this balance sheet that this has occurred.
Yeah. Followed. Just it is a repeat. Maybe you already answered some parts which you asked also. So net, your view is that the 74,000 current NSR is bottom out now. It will stay around the same second quarter. Then it should move up. That is right. What I heard.
Yes. Actually, the 70,000 could be affected about another rupee or 2 rupees per more, but post that we should see an upward trend post Q2.
So last quarter was 74. So currently it is how much current prices, sir? It is this quarter current, how much we should average out?
We should be about 72,000 rupees per ton.
So another 2 rupees fall in this quarter, yes, comparing yes, last quarter. Yes. Then third and fourth quarter, how much we can expect some increase in pricing from 72? What is bottom low then from there? What kind of increase
we are hoping? We are hoping that the upper trend should make them reach closer to about 76 or 77,000 rupees per ton.
Okay, shall we can say that, sir? This is the bottom out worst 72,000
yes,
for next one
yes,
or 2 years. We can
yes,
say that.
Yes, clearly this will be the bottomed out position.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank yes, you very much. And thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Total Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thanks for taking my question again. I just wanted to understand, back in 21 and 22, our average realizations were in range of somewhere around 48,000, 55,000. And it mm-hmm, has suddenly now you have been telling that our 74,000 range is the bottom out range. So what has happened which has led to such an increase of base revenue for realization for us?
So I think this is all market trending. Paper industry, there is the impact of inflation. And what you're talking about, 2021, that would not be the rightful year to compare because that was a COVID year. We should compare prior to COVID and now. And a lot has changed post-COVID. If you see a lot of other industries, there has been a reset in terms of costs and pricing of products across industry, across economy, and be the prime reason why we are selling 355,000 rupee range, and now we are selling at 75,000.
Okay. Thank you. That was just for me. I just wanted to get a clarity on that.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Simran Sankla from Pranch Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my question is that why this 16.79 crore sale of machinery loss not shown in the notes of account in the result which has been published, and under which expense 16.79 crore loss is included? Is it in other expense?
So it is in other expense. And I think notes, why is not because under materiality concept, it doesn't figure in the notes.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. That statement was not clear. So if I may request you to repeat for...
Yeah. So the amount is, it's mentioned in the statement. And why we find the notes is the reality that the is not material overall it figures and figure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Kunal Tokas from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible.
Yes, please.
Just a small favor. Can you share any resource through which we can monitor the international pulp or paper prices?
So there is a there is a URL called RISI, RISI. They're the ones who regularly publish pulp pricing, global pulp pricing figures.
Did you say RSSI?
No, RISI. RISI.
RISI.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And a clarification on an earlier question. Someone asked that with the pulp prices expected to go down, why won't imports increase into the country, given that lower international pulp prices will make imports even more competitive?
No, I don't think there's a direct correlation to import volumes and pulp pricing changes, because import volumes are a function of marketability, the kind of market that is there and the kind of market volume that is there for export to export into a country, and how much market is able to accept or portray in his operation. So I think only the fact that if pulp prices go down, his own cost may go down. If the fact that all the increased cost of pulp has not been corroborated in his operation, he will rather attribute that lower cost of pulp into his operation costs and balance it out. So I may not give him additional competitiveness to export into India. I think it will be a function of how the market trending was, what is the kind of volume the country is able to accept, and how much the customer is willing to import, and volumes and pricing he is able to pay.
But are Indian paper mills inherently less competitive with international paper mills, you know, with the ready availability of raw material that they have? Therefore, the raw material costs are lower, especially, say, someone like Indonesia. So, is there a supply-demand scenario there, or are Indian paper mills just uncompetitive without an import duty with those countries?
No, I think they have the entire global market perspective to deal with. India is only one country where they like to operate, or they have a market access to. But their own countries also have a market. And I think even the, as was mentioned earlier, the FTAs are for the vision. The association has presented to the government with an option to look at this entire FTA which we have signed with the country. And if it is up for revision, all these imports are likely to track import duty which the industry is wanting. If that happens, then we count the marketing arrangements and will create a level more level playing field for both the domestic players and the imports coming.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. Sorry for repeating this question. I wasn't able to hear clearly you. So with respect to CAPEX, are we targeting to increase our capacity to 235,000 ton per annum, right?
Yes.
And that would be done by investing 735 crores.
Right.
So what would be the asset turnover on these CAPEX?
So the 735 crores is being spent on a variety of plant and machinery equipment. Part of it is going into machine upgradation. All four machines are getting upgraded to get this additional capacity of 250 tons. Balance equipment, which is pulp, chemical recovery, and power, they also need to be upgraded to be able to sustain this increased production level of 675 tons a day. And most importantly, the ETP operation, the ETP plant has to be upgraded suitably,
to take care of the effluent coming out and process that healthily. So I think overall, all this has been planned out quite judiciously, and we are very hopeful that this will give good results in good line and bottom lines.
Yeah, so revenue potential from these capex would be somewhere around 600 crore. Like, you are adding system close to 50% of capacity. So can we expect 600 crore more revenue from these capex?
Yes, of course.
And EBITDA of 250 crore, I think.
Yes, yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, for any further questions, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. Sorry for those technical glitches which happened earlier. I hope we were able to answer your questions satisfactorily and at the same time offer insights into our business. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investigations manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you and wishing you all a great day ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of Quantum Papers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.